It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver International Airport must pay Adams County more than $30 million over noise violations. That's after a judge ruled last week that DIA wasn't measuring noise properly. Adams County Commissioner Steve Odorizio says it's not yet clear what will change for residents who've complained about airplane noise.
I think it's too early for anybody living in the area to know if there's going to be major changes to what they experience day to day. But we will continue to work with Denver International Airport to mitigate some of the noise complaints that we get.
DIA says it's disappointed in the judge's decision and is considering its next steps. Mesa County's largest school district will hold in-person high school graduations next month after postponing them because of the coronavirus. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
After getting the go-ahead from the county health department, District 51 announced it will host commencement ceremonies for half a dozen high schools, July 10th through 13th. They'll all be held outdoors at a large baseball field in downtown Grand Junction. Every graduate can bring 4 guests, and each group will be separated by 6 feet. All grads will receive a mask emblazoned with their school's logo, which they'll be expected to wear for the ceremony. Masks are encouraged, but not required, for guests. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The University of Colorado will launch a new master's degree focused on the outdoor recreation economy. Classes will be online only. Other areas of study include public lands policy and building greater diversity in outdoor recreation spaces. Joel Harter will be director of the program. He says the goal of creating an online degree is to appeal to workers who have already started their careers.
We wanted to, and we do provide opportunities for students that are amidst their professional career, looking to transition into new career opportunities, looking to come into the outdoor industry.
If approved by the Colorado Department of Higher Education, the program will begin in August of 2021. Governor Jared Polis has appointed a new slate of regulators to oversee oil and gas development in Colorado. The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission will now have 5 full-time members instead of 7 volunteers. The changes were required by a state law passed last year. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.